Amen. Get on with it. Good to be here. I tell you, I'm just excited about being here. I was trying to kind of gauge this a little while ago, and I was standing at the back door watching folks come in for the church service and Sunday school and several things, and I was trying to decide who was most excited, the adults or the children. And it's kind of a toss-up. I see excitement on all levels of it. One little young lady walked in. She's about this tall. Beautiful little blonde-haired girl. She said, 5 days till Christmas. Buddy, she got it counted now. She's got it down. And I thought, I'm looking at her and I think, I didn't even know she could count. Evidently, she could count. She said, 5 days till Christmas. And buddy, she was wound up. And I thought, what a great anticipation that is, looking forward to something. Now, as far as church goes, we're here to celebrate today. We're going to celebrate today in this service. We're going to go down tonight and we're going to celebrate. And, for the church, this is our Christmas. Now, I'm kind of like Don Bailey. I don't know exactly if we've got the date right on this Christmas thing or not, but that's the day we celebrate on the 25th. But we know exactly the date he was crucified. Now, they got that one right. And so we've got something to rejoice and praise God about. This morning it was mentioned in the book of Isaiah, and they were talking about the promise of the Savior to come. Those folks, they were looking forward. Now we're looking back, from this point, but they were looking forward, and they had a promise of a Savior to come that was going to be the Savior of the whole world. And I thought about, them looking forward and expectation, and it's kind of like we are today. 5 days to Christmas. So we're looking forward and kind of excited about that and expectation something to come. And then I got thinking about the day that we celebrate the birth of Christ, God's only begotten Son. And we celebrate that birth. And that's what this is all about, that we celebrate the birth. A lot of times we get overwhelmed by material things. I understand. And don't misunderstand this. I love the Christmas tree and the packages and the ribbons and the bows and even the glitter that gets on my face, But I love all that. But I tell you, for me, Christmas takes a spiritual meaning like no other time. That we celebrate the birth. And the physical part of the material things, that's great. And I'm glad that, Chris up here leading that song, I Am Blessed. I about got overwhelmed. Just to think about what God has blessed me with through this year. Now, I'm not going to go way back in life. I'm just going back in a year, what God blessed me with. That we can have this promise of Christ. And material things, although I appreciate and I love, but I've got a greater love than that because God did something for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we couldn't do for ourselves. Had no hope whatsoever of salvation without Jesus. And I want to talk about Him some this morning, but I'm excited. Let the party start, all I can tell you. If you hadn't started partying yet, get started. What would it take to turn your switch on this morning? Flip your switch. These little candle things up here, it took somebody smarter than me to get them flickered. But they're working, aren't they? And they had a switch on them. I looked all over them this morning, took them apart. I thought I'd even raised them up, flipped this lid back. This lid comes open. You can look at that. Talk about neat stuff. And I did all I could. I never did get them burning. And a lady came in and she said, the candle's not on. Walked right up here in about 2 minutes. She found the switch and the candles are burning. Now, I'm saying this, that whatever it takes to find your switch, let's flip it. Let's get lit up. Let's get on fire for the Lord this morning in the celebration. If you're not turned on yet, I don't know if I can find you button or not, but there's somebody here that probably could. And let them flip that switch for you. But good to be here. I want to look at a few verses of Scripture. I won't pass this morning. I will look at the Christmas story before this is over, or parts of it at least. But I want to start this morning, if you'll turn with me in St. John chapter 1. And we're going to talk about Jesus. That's the reason we're celebrating. I love all the other things. And the world, if you look around, they're starting to say, Happy Holidays. Well, you know, I still like to say Merry Christmas. I think that's a necessity thing that at least in the church, we remember Christmas. And this is what, it's not just a happy holiday. It's a special event. It's Christmas. We're celebrating the birth of Christ, you know. God's only Son that came and shed His blood and gave His life that we can be here today with the promise of salvation. I mentioned earlier, Brother Don was talking about the book of Isaiah and the forecoming and those people looking forward. And I got a thought when he was up here saying that this morning. I thought, you know, these people that had the promise of Christ being born on this earth, and they were looking forward to it. Well, you know that a lot of those people no doubt passed and died before this promise was fulfilled. But I thought about all of them around up in heaven looking, standing around, and somebody making the announcement, He's born. He's born. He's here. Have y'all ever heard that announcement made? Maybe you're standing in the hospital and the doctor walk out and say, He's here, or she's here. And you know, you just think about how all those folks that had received this promise and heard this promise for years and years and then had passed, but then in heaven one day there was rejoicing because somebody probably stepped out and said, He's born. And the rejoicing that took place and the excitement. St. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is talking about Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We start talking about the light and the brightness of Jesus Christ Himself and the power of God. You know, it illuminates and brings to people to the light that they might see and understand the need for Jesus Christ in their life. You know, I got thinking about through this year, the light that's been shined by this church, that we've been putting out a beam from here because of the power of God, that people have come to the light. You know, that they have understood the need for a Savior in their life. They've understood the need for the leadership and guidance of God in their life. And I see evidence of it and get so excited when I think about, well, there's another one that's saved by the grace of God. But it's not just for the promise of eternal life, but it's the promise of a happy, content life on this earth. You know, that some people can say now, well, it just don't matter quite as much as it used to because I've got something better in my life. I don't have to have this or I don't have to have that. But because I've got Jesus and I've got God in my life, and an uplifting thing to me that when we hear the testimonies of these folks that's come to this light and they say, wait a minute, that was a place of darkness. That was a place of unknowing. But now I know, now I understand, and I've got the hope of Jesus Christ in my life. Sometimes things in the world just don't mean quite what they used to, does it? When you think about you've got a promise of eternal life in heaven, this life sometimes just, oh, let it go how it goes. But this was a promise that was coming. It said in verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. And this John, you know, that went about and he forecasted the coming of Christ. And he was telling everybody, he said that he was bearing witness for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thought how blessed we are to have this same opportunity that God gave to John, He also gives to us, that we can proclaim Jesus Christ as Savior of the world and our personal Savior, and tell people about the light that comes, the brightness that can come through the power of God when they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I tell you, we've got an opportunity when we think about the spiritual gift that God gave us through His Son. I'm telling you, you wrap that up and put it under your tree. That'll do something for you now, because that won't go away. In verse 8, describing John, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness to that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I want you to notice these next two or three verses. He said he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And you start thinking about born of God. Because of this gift on the cross of Calvary, this gift that was born to us, a Savior. I'm talking about that when you're born of God through this operation of God and this grace of God that He's blessed us with, what a wonderful thing that we could say, I'm a son or I'm a daughter of God. My daughter Jamie, different daylight and dark from Jake, she's already called one to know that I have her a present. Well, bless her heart, she's not backwards in it, you know. And I thought, yes, I've got a present for my children. I do. I may have to go over to the bank to get it out, but, you know, I've got a present for my children. And I thought how much more special it is to be a child of God and think what He can give to us. Oh, I'm telling you, you think about being a child of God and what gift you could receive from that heavenly Father. Now, He's unlimited. He can bless you in so many ways you can't even comprehend it sitting here today. You know, I understand that we're so physical sometimes and so carnal, we can't see the heavenly things and the spiritual things that God has for all of us. As children of God, one of the greatest things I think could happen this Christmas was somebody come to God through Jesus Christ and become a son of God. Now you talk about a gift, you talk about something special. And so when we start thinking about Jesus, we start looking at Jesus, we start thinking about what God did. He allowed Him to be a little child. You know, I see these children coming through here, and we're blessed in this church to have a lot of children. And I say blessed to have them because they are a blessing. Children are not an inconvenience or a disturbance here. They are a blessing. And that's the way we're going to keep it. But you think about this gift. I want to go over and talk about the birth of Christ. St. Luke chapter 2. St. Luke chapter 2. We'll probably hear some more of this tonight, probably. St. Luke chapter 2. Verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in an inn. I want to stop, and I think about the sad situation. You know, here's Joseph and Mary traveling down to pay these taxes, really an unneeded burden upon them at that time. But because they could find no room in the inn, they're in a manger situation. And I think this sometimes is not expounded on enough, that there was no room for them in the inn. Well, I tell you, there's still a lot of people today that don't have room for Jesus in their dwelling place and in their house and in their place of work. They don't have room for Jesus. But one of the greatest things we could do was to make room and make a place for Jesus, not only in our heart, but also in our home. This Christmas will be much better if Jesus is involved. I'll just guarantee you, because that's what it's about. When we start bringing Jesus to our Christmas parties, when we bring Jesus into our family, it's going to be a lot better, because that's the reason we're celebrating. And I thought, what would be greater than to have Jesus to attend our Christmas party? I've prayed that He'll show up today, and He'll show up tonight. And you're saying, Jesus? Yeah, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I believe He's here now in this gathering right now in our presence, that this is what we're celebrating about. And tonight, I want it filled with the Spirit. I want Jesus to be in all hearts this tonight as we have the play. But when we read this, in verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. I always like to read about the shepherds. I think about this a lot. You know, that's kind of maybe the level I'd be on. You know, shepherds weren't rich people. Shepherds weren't really highly respected by anybody else. They did a job. You know, they were out in the fields. They were out watching the flocks. And although they had an important job, I don't think they got a lot of recognition. There probably wasn't a lot of people coming up saying, I thank you for this good job you're doing. I appreciate you taking care of my lambs and my sheep and my goats. I don't guess they got a lot of that. But God saw fit to reveal to them about the birth of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? Putting it down on our level. That he respected these shepherds. He's no respecter of person, and he had respect for these shepherds. And he said, let's let this lower class of people know about Jesus first. And they're just out in the field doing their job. They're just out there, you know, watching over their flocks, doing what they're asked to do. And the respect God showed them in acknowledging to us that all people need to know. In verse 9, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not. You know, if there's somebody here with a fear of some kind in your life today, I believe that message still comes forth and goes forward even till today, that somebody's got a fear, somebody's got something that they're a dread in their life. I'd advise you to take the same message this angel gave to the shepherd. I'd advise you to take that today. Fear not. God's got a plan. God's got it in control. He's got everything worked out. When this light shone around the shepherd, no doubt they were in fear. And the angel, first thing he says, fear not. Fear not the power of God. And so he begins to tell them, he said, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so this multitude, this heavenly host, this multitude rejoicing and praising God for the gift of this child born down there in a manger. Down there in a manger. But here everybody rejoicing. And I thought about, you know, my first grandchild, Henry, when he was born, the doctor came out and made the announcement, said, he's here. He's here. Two words. He's here. And I thought about the excitement, you know, because that was family. And I can just kind of imagine the way this must have been when this angel made this praise. And then this heavenly host began to praise and give glory to God because he's here. He's come to earth. Christ is born a Savior to the whole world. And it came to pass the angels were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. At the news of Jesus, at the announcement of Christ, they said, let's go to Bethlehem. Let these sheep take care of themselves for a little while. Let's go down to Bethlehem. And they dropped what they were doing and go to Bethlehem to see this thing that had come to pass, this birth of Christ. Gives us an indication that sometimes we need to just drop what we're doing and go see about Christ and see what's taking place. I'm going to stop right there. I think that's good. Looking forward to the rest of the day and the rest of the week. And like I said, good to see everybody come out this way. Let's have a verse of song before we go. Have a verse for song. We're just going to worship, praise the Lord during this. Any need you have in your life, whatever it might be, God could take care of it. I believe the invitations went out that if you need to come up this way and pray, that'll be fine. If you want to pray where you're at, that'll be fine. If you want somebody to pray with you, just raise your hand up. I'm sure there'll be somebody close to you that'll join with you in prayer, whatever your need may be. Be like the shepherds when the angel said, "Fear not. Fear not. God's got it in control. Fear not." I believe that's a needful thing that we do this day and time, that we trust God with outcome of all our life. Really. Y'all stand your feet and have a verse of song.